The Treasury Star Parade. Ladies and gentlemen, by electrical transcription, we bring you the man and his band whose makes you want to dance music been heard all over the land. Kay Kaiser.
Well, thanks. Hi, folks. Hi, y'all. We're mighty happy to be with you again on the Treasury Star Parade. Yes, sir. And for the next 15 minutes, we're going to let it fly. Say, you know, we just got back from a tour of service camps all over the country, out in Oregon, Arizona, Washington, Texas, here in New Jersey, out in California, New York State, and it certainly made us mighty proud to see what Uncle Sam is buying with those war bonds and stamps you and you and you have been purchasing. But we'll tell you a lot more about that later. Right now, hallelujah, children, come on. Yes, Dan. Sing
beautiful new ballad called Johnny Doughboy. We recently recorded it, and Harry and all the girls and the boys are going to really put it on for you.
Doughboy found the rose in Ireland. Darling, 'tis my duty to make an American beauty of a sweet Irish rose like you.
A lot, kids. And now let's bounce a little bit. We're in New York, but shucks, let's get over to Jersey and kick that Jersey bounce.
You gotta dance to the Jersey bounce.
You know, we've heard a lot about those victory suits. But right now, we're not going to play about that victory stuff. We're going to play about that zoot stuff. So look out for the zoot suits. Sully and Julie, Dorothy and Trudy and all the gang.
I want the zoot suit with the wreath complete and the drapey shape with the stuff cuffed to look sharp enough to go to see my Sunday gal. I want that wreath sleeve with the right stripe and that dress vest. It's the glad plaid in the latest vest to see my Sunday gal. And I want to look keen so my dream will say, you don't look like the same beau. Yes, so keen that she'll scream, boy, yeah, up my walk, faint bow. Sweet, so make the zoot suit with the ring, sleep and stay shape. But that stuff cup to look sharp enough to go to see my Sunday girl. Thank you.
Music and nonsense, and now I'd like to talk a little common sense. I want to talk to the families of America who are listening right now. You know, lots of you have sons and brothers and husbands and fathers who have gladly answered the call to the colors, and with a heart filled with patriotism, you have wished them good luck and Godspeed. Well, they're on their way to meet the toughest foe America has ever faced. Do you want them to meet this foe without a gun as good as he has? Or fly against that foe in a plane that is inferior? I know you don't. And Uncle Sam says you're right. He says the only way to protect your loved one and to win this war is to give him equipment that is not only as good but better than the enemy's. And Uncle Sam says the way to do this is with your money and mine. That means we can't continue buying war bonds and stamps just occasionally and in inconvenient amounts. We must invest regularly from our current income. That is, we must deduct at least 10% from each and every paycheck and invest that 10% in war bonds and stamps. This is not only a savings for you, but it's the only way our government can equip your son, your sweetheart, husband, or father, or brother, so that he can win this war for you and you and you. Well, there it is, folks. What are you going to do about it?
Thank you, Kay Kaiser, for that very good music and some very good advice. You've been a very welcome guest on the Treasury Star Parade, and we hope to have you back with us again. And now the United States Treasury thanks the old Professor Kay Kaiser and all his boys and girls who donated their talents to this transcribed program. The script for this performance was prepared by Hal Bach and Al Miller. Direction by Ed Cashman. This is Larry Elliott speaking.